This one's for you, brother. Lesson 14, the wise use of time. We trust that in this moment finds you willing to be holy where you are. We would trust then that in this moment you are willing to assume responsibility for the choices you have made. The choices that have literally created the environment that you are experiencing in this moment. The chair in which you sit, the walls around you, the things that hang upon the walls, the individuals with whom you find yourself in close proximity, the individuals with whom you find yourself in relationship, the individuals with whom you work, those with whom you play, and those with whom you share. We would trust that in this moment, we would trust that this moment finds you, the holy child of God, at play in the kingdom of Christ. If not, if you are aware within yourself, well, that's not quite the perspective from which I was beginning my reading of this lesson. I thought I was going to sit down and listen to Christ. If there be some element, some touch, or some trace within you of that perspective, then pause right now. As you do so, abide by yourself and take several deep breaths, if you wish. Go back to the 5-minute exercise of simply being the presence of Christ. For well do we perceive that many of you have already forgotten that this exercise exists. At the end of the 5 minutes, simply remind yourself that what is true always is always true. Only love is real. And what is real cannot be threatened by what does not truly exist. In each moment in which your perceptions are less than flowing from the remembrance of who you are, you have been in unreality. When you notice this, take the time and use it constructively by returning to the truth. Pause in your reading if you must. We will be going nowhere and return in 5 minutes.